Hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys. Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube, I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts. I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe, and also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well, and hit me up on the DM, and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the football rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more retro. I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99. Either one, I really don't care. Either one you want, you go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do, is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both. Hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode. Hey, this is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the reaction episode, UNLV. Now, before we get into this, guys, hey, welcome. This is the first video I've done in I don't know how long to YouTube. And also, if I do it right, I think it's going to go out on Spotify as well. So, hello. I don't know. I think I've got a lot of feelings about this game. I'll be honest, man. I know one thing. I know absolutely one thing. And our second team, our second string stinks to high heaven. It is bad. It is super bad. Like, I am shocked at how bad our second string is. At one point, I know we'll get into all the really good stuff later, but this is just what's really been on my, on my head just after watching this. At one point, dude, they had, UNLV had 123 total yards in the fourth quarter, and we had two stinking yards. I mean, Davis Warren, what the fuck happened to you from last year? What's his name? Senegal? What the hell? Jeez. Please take off the number four. I don't want to see you wear it. This is embarrassing. Jack Tuttle got hurt. Let's hope he's okay, because he's the only one that maybe might be able to get us to do something this season. God forbid if we ever have to put in some of our second stringers. And I mean, just not offensively. Defensively as well. Like, what? 2 weeks in a row? 2 weeks in a row. And it's UNLV. They stink. And we couldn't stop them at all. Not one bit could we stop them. Oh, thank God. After next week, we never have to deal with our second string. Ever, hopefully. Hopefully we never, I never want to see our second string in the game again. Never, never. I just don't want to see it. I don't, because we are so dominant first string. First, that's what gets me really worried about 2024. Now listen, maybe I shouldn't be thinking about 2024 right now. We should just be enjoying 2023. Fine, I'm with you on that. I get it, because I'm the first one to say we need to relax and just enjoy what's going on, right? Totally get it. But holy moly, guys, we are like Nebraska Jeff Sims stink out loud bad. I mean, bad. And by the way, did you see that game? Okay, getting off our second string for a minute, let's just go over some of the Big Ten stuff that we saw today. I'm currently watching it, so if you see my eyes dart off, I'm watching the Washington State-Wisconsin game. Wow. Washington State's always one of the laughing, like just a laughing stock of the Pac-12 or the rest in peace Pac-12. When they had the pirate Mike Leach, they made some noise. They were all right, but they were never one that you were like, uh-oh. We played them for the national title in 97, and they've had one or two good years since then, but never anything to where you're like, oh, this team's amazing. Never. And currently, with a minute 57 left, they're beating Wisconsin 31-22. 19th ranked Wisconsin, by the way. Just some things in the Big Ten, I don't know, man. Illinois stinks. They losing to Kansas. I mean, I know Kansas is getting better each year, but still, you're Illinois. I mean, what did Brett Bielema have a rib eating contest that overlapped with his coaching schedule this week? I don't know what, it's Kansas. Kansas. I grew up in Denver, Colorado, and Kansas was a laughing stock. It is embarrassing when you lose to Kansas. So Illinois is a laughing stock. I can't take them seriously. Wisconsin, can't take them seriously. I was going to win the Big Ten West. Everything I've seen, Cade McNamara is still Cade McNamaring it up. He's doing Cade things, as they say. I don't see anybody in the West that is even remotely respectable. Nebraska. That was one of the worst offensive performances I've ever seen by one player. I think they had four turnovers. Four turnovers they lost, right? Well, or they wouldn't be turnovers, but one interception and three. I mean, they couldn't even get motion right. Motion, like the timing of motion, they couldn't get right. Like this, Jeff Sims is easily the worst quarterback I've ever seen play college football, and it's shocking that anybody took him in the portal. I mean, maybe there was AI. I don't know what kind of film that he was pushing out there, but it had to be doctored heavily, because that's embarrassing. Jeff Sims, easily the worst quarterback I've ever seen play football. Bad. Because I'll be honest, Colorado's good. They're good, but I'm curious to see what they do against Oregon now, especially since Oregon had to fight for their life against Texas Tech. So maybe Colorado pulls that one out too. USC, they have no defense, so that'll be like 75 to 100 points for both teams. I mean, you could be looking at 107 to 92 or something like that. It could be a basketball score, because neither team has a defense, neither one of them. And the only time that Colorado's defense actually started to do something was after Nebraska had, I mean, they had no clue what was going on offensively. So after like the third, fourth quarter, they were really starting to get home, because I think Nebraska just gave up. And I mean, Colorado's offense just started making noise once Nebraska's defense got tired. So I still think Colorado's going to lose to Oregon. And more than likely, I think they're going to lose to USC. And I think it's a for sure lock to lose to Utah. I just, because Utah's got a much better defense, and they have a decent offense. So with that, I mean, hell, dude, if Nebraska even had an okay quarterback, they could have beat Colorado today. So I don't know. I think Shedeur Sanders is for real. Absolutely. Amazing how he could throw the ball. Love.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know. They're all right. They're not as great as the pundits are going to make them look. I mean, let's face it. They beat an awful Nebraska team and a subpar TCU team. So still good. They're going to win, at least in my opinion, they'll win like six games. They'll be bowl eligible, but I mean, anything else is ridiculous. Wisconsin's going to lose. It's ridiculous. So let's, before we get into what Michigan did, I mean, let's look at some former Wolverines. Cade doing Cade things. I mean, obviously, 12 for 22, 123, no touchdowns and an interception. Tell me if that doesn't sound very familiar to us, right? Like, very familiar. Eric Hall, same thing. I mean, 3 for 32, no touchdowns. I can't even remember the kid's name now. I blocked him out. A2 for Oklahoma did. He was 7 for 76 and a touchdown. Andrew Anthony. So it happens, you know. You've been drinking for a little bit. You kind of forget some stuff. Andrew Anthony, 7 for 76 and a touchdown. Or is that two touchdowns? No, just one touchdown. Not bad. A.J. Henning, 2 for 16. You probably should have stayed at Michigan, big dog. I hate to say it. Joe Milton looked all right today. I mean, not Heisman worthy or whatever. But let's really get into what we want to talk about. And that is what we did against UNLV. First of all, the stars of the game. I think I nailed them pretty well. JJ, of course, he's 22 for 25, 278, and two touchdowns. I mean, he started off the game 13 for 13. I think at one point, I still think he's the most, in a two-game stretch, he's the most efficient quarterback in Michigan history. I feel better and better every time I watch this kid play. I know we haven't played anybody really good yet, but he senses pressure. He moves so well in the pocket. He throws beautifully on the run. This kid could be the best Michigan quarterback we've ever had. I mean, literally, in my opinion, and I know that's not a crazy strong opinion. It's not out of the, you know, everybody's going to be like, ooh, I can't believe you said that. But, I mean, literally, God, he looks so good today. He really looked good today. And then Roman Wilson making the number one mean something again. Love that kid with 4 for 89 and 2 touchdowns. But let's get back to the stars. I said JJ, he lived up to it. Corum, I mean, I know we're going to say, oh, Corum's slow or is he still hurt? I think it's dumb. I don't think it is. We are truly doing 50-50. At one point, we were 25 passes for 25 runs. So with that, I don't know, man. I think he's doing just fine. I really do. The one person I think we really need to worry about is Donovan Edwards. What did he is? 6 for 9 yards. I mean, he doesn't look comfortable back there. He's trying to be too picky, I think. But I had a feeling I need to go back and look, but he wasn't lighting it up at the beginning of last season either. Maybe he's a slow, like a slow burn. You know, you hear that in all these dating shows. Oh, well, our relationship's like a slow burn. Maybe his relationship with rushing yards is like a slow burn. I don't know. But, woof, I would say he is not looking good right now. I'm not worried about Corum. Corum's making cuts. Corum's getting yards. He's doing what he's got to do. It's just, man, Edwards is not looking good. I mean, stinky, dude. Just not good. Not happy with what I'm seeing from him. I mean, I thought I was pretty confident. I mean, I would say, 99% of Michigan fan base was confident that we have the two best running back. We have the best running back tandem in the Big Ten. With the way Edwards is playing, man, I'm not sure. It makes me a little bit nervous. I don't know what's going on with him. I'm not really worried about Corum. Not at all. I mean, it's his second game back. Like I said, the last time he ever felt hitting or any type of real game action was Ohio State. So, bro, that was a long time ago. I'm not worried about that. But, dude, 6 for 9? Now, getting back to the stars, I keep getting sidetracked. But if you're a fan of the show, you know I do that. So, it's okay. Kenneth Grant. Man, that is a grown man right there. A grown man. I mean, 4 tackles, 1.5 sacks, looking good today. Looking good today. Our defensive line, our starting defensive line, good luck trying to run on us. I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I thought that UNLV was more of a running team. Maybe because they saw what we did to East Carolina, they changed things up. But thank God they did because we finally got pressure on the quarterback. And it goes to show you that Harrell was the dog today. I really love watching that kid play. He's great at stopping the run, and he's getting his pass rush down. I'm really a big fan of Harrell. Mason Graham still killing it. Chris Jenkins looking good. Our starting defense is just so solid. And I can't even imagine what it's going to look like once we get Will Johnson back, once we get Rod Moore back. I mean, I always want to say Rod Smith, Denver Bronco fan. That kid was, you know, anyways. Rod Moore back. Makari Page, I don't even think, played today. So I'm very, very curious to how good our defense is going to look later in the year. I mean, holy crap. Contain was a little bit of a thing that, I mean, I was a little bit worried about. It wasn't great today, but still, I mean, looked good. I really enjoyed just watching the Michigan offense just systematically move down the field. It was like, no, and I know it was UNLV. I get it. But damn, it was like, didn't matter what JJ was going to do. You couldn't stop it. You just couldn't stop it. Roman was getting open. I really love the fact that they're making our wide receivers, like at least the number one, look good again. Man, I love that. I really do love it. But how weird was it today that they
just talked about the story where JJ's friend, who wore number 47 for UNLV, died of heart issues, and which is weird for a 20-year-old to die of heart issues, but still, my heart goes out to the family, because I can't even imagine, my son's 22, and if he just dropped dead of a heart, I wouldn't even know what to do. So my heart goes out to them, but still, wore the number 47. The story came on the next play, a 47-yard touchdown. Well, I'll tell you, that is weird. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. That is kind of crazy. Impressive. I mean, because Roman Wilson, once again, just continues to separate. I mean, he's so fast. And it's about time we really start taking advantage of how fast he was, or fast he is. It was just a good game. Like, I mean, I don't know what more I can really say about it. It's like, they didn't do anything out of the ordinary. I mean, they were going to run at will. And if they really decided just to let Corum have like 30 snap or 30 rushes or 25 rushes or whatever he used to do. I mean, I think Corum had 15 today and he got 80 yards. That's pretty effing good. And 3 touchdowns. I don't know, man. If he had 25 rushes, he'd probably have 150 yards and no one would say shit about it. You know what I mean? We were just going to do what we were going to do. It was very workmanlike. It was very professional. I mean, I don't like our second team, but outside of that, we looked fantastic. I mean, how am I going to complain about this? It's awesome. Dude, we did everything we were supposed to do today. And that's what the number 2 team in the nation is supposed to do. They're supposed to look that good. They're supposed to look that professional. Just move at will, no matter what UNLV did. The only thing that I didn't like was the 4th and 3. And I'm a big believer. On 4th down and in, not in the red zone, man, if they were to just bounce it out to the outside instead of just trying to jam it in. And I mean, I understand why they jammed it in, because they had what, two times in the red zone on the goal line, and they just jammed it right down their throat. I get it, but everybody in the stadium knew they were going to go right up the gut. Why not shock them? Why not, you know, like play, you know, like, just anything. I mean, take it out to the outside, you know, run fake it, anything. Just play action. I mean, anything I think would have been nice there. But I mean, I'm nitpicking at that point. But that's the only thing I didn't like about this whole thing, was that 4th and 3. That was it. Outside of that, we really looked good. I mean, I think we solidified some things. Our run offense, I think, is just going to get better and better as the year goes on, so I'm not really worried about that. But Edwards, that is my main concern. What is he doing? Where is he at? I mean, I know he loves life, and he is just so, so positive about what he's going to be able to do. But man, you can't say you're going to be one of the best running backs in history and give us 6 for 9. You just can't, man. I'm sorry, the effort has to meet the machismo. You know what I mean? Like, once machismo starts to overtake how good you act, or how much, what the results you're putting out on the field, I gotta start ignoring you, big dog. I don't know. I worry about that. It's really about it, though. I mean, I think we did great. So, I mean, next week, on to Bowling Green. I mean, I'm sure we'll probably score 37 points. I don't know. Hopefully we'll score 40 this time. Maybe. I mean, I know we don't need to keep JJ in there for very long. I mean, I'm sure this might be one of those games where he's only in for a half, because I would assume we're going to be comfortably ahead. Bowling Green is awful. I mean, what are we going to do, right? But I am encouraged by what I've seen in the Big Ten. We'll close on this. Some of the stuff that I saw out of some of the big dogs in the Big Ten this year, or actually this week. I know every Ohio fan you're going to have, or every Ohio fan that's a friend of yours, is going to talk about, hey, look, they're getting back on track. Well, you should beat Youngstown State. And actually, you should beat Youngstown State probably more than that. I mean, I bet you if I go back and look at the other times that Ohio has played Youngstown State, It's usually in the 60s. They only scored 35 points today. And I think what Harrison had 7 for 160 and 2 touchdowns. A concerted effort. Now I'm probably going to watch just so I can always keep up on Ohio State. But that sounds like it's a concerted effort to make sure he doesn't sit out the season. I'm pretty sure after that first game, man, they were like, listen, we'll do anything. Just whatever you do, don't sit out. Wait, is he a sophomore? If he's a sophomore, he's stuck. He can't go anywhere. I can't remember, though, if he redshirted or not. Anyways, I mean, it was definitely a concerted effort to get him the ball. Abuka, Emeka Abuka, the same thing. 5 for 94 and 1 touchdown. So they're getting the ball to the right people. I mean, 35-7. I mean, what can I say? We just won 35-7 ourselves against a team we probably should have put up 50, 60 points on. So I don't think we're going to learn anything about ourselves until we get to like Rutgers and Minnesota and Nebraska. Well, Nebraska, give me a break. I don't know. Michigan State might be really the first game where we learn anything about ourselves, which always scares me because I hate Michigan State. I hate them. But you just never know which Michigan you're going to get. Are they going to play down to those morons, or are we going to snuff them out quick? And they put it on whoever they played today. Yeah, I don't even know who the hell they played today, but I mean, they looked good, I guess. I just can't bring myself to watch that. I'll watch Ohio because they really are our rival. But, man, Michigan State, I can't bring myself to watch. I don't respect them enough. I don't care. Flat out, I just don't care. Mm-mm. If that rivalry goes to the wayside, I'll be happy. I'll be fine with it. I just could care less about Michigan State. Just, I don't care about them. And I try to care about them. I hate them. I just, maybe because I hate them shows how much I actually do care about it. I don't know. Who knows? But, I mean, you know, good day. We won 35-7. Could have been more if we kept our guys in. I don't know. On to Bowling Green, I guess. But, hey, guys, thank you. Once again, I just want to thank you. You guys have been fantastic. The downloads are popping. I'm getting back on YouTube, as you can tell. I'm only trying to do TikTok. I'm not really sure how I'm going to utilize TikTok, right? I mean, I'm old. I'm old. I don't know what to do with TikTok, really. I don't do weird dances or shit like that, but I'll figure out some way to incorporate Michigan somehow. But I'm on all social media. Just blast it up, hit it. I've got wristbands and stuff like that. I'm making new stickers. I'm trying to do other stuff. I mean, if you guys want hats, I can totally make hats. I've got a few ideas for hats. Get the little maniac face on there. So we'll see what happens, you know? But dude, thank you guys. I just really thank you and appreciate you for watching. And I mean, hell, as you can tell, I do this in my living room. So thank you just for supporting me. I love it. And, you know, guys, always and forever. You know, it's great, actually. It is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. It is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys. Go Blue.